Welcome back, everybody. Gridiron Sticks here. So we're just going to start off today by doing a little bit of overreactions, not overreactions. Start off, are the Chiefs screwed without Patrick Mahomes?
Well, okay. Last night really wasn't much of a game to clarify this statement because they played the Packers. Packers are red hot.
Good team.
But they have lost three in a row at home, this being Kansas City. But I don't think the bigger question in their locker room should be about Matt Moore because he really didn't play bad.
I mean, he played bad in the first quarter.
But it's that was a very winnable game for them.
Yeah.
And their defense just screwed it away, which has pretty much been the story of the Chiefs
for the past few years.
Yeah. I mean, it was last year, and I don't think they can continue. They need to change it now because they aren't going to be able to go to the Super Bowl with this kind of lackadaisical defense.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they're screwed without him because I don't – honestly, from what I've heard, he's not going to miss too much more time anyways.
Like, I know, but they can't rush him back.
No, but at the same time, I think they said that – I think I heard that if it was a playoff game yesterday, he would have been playing. So I think he's probably going to be playing in next week.
Yeah, they will. Next week they welcome Minnesota.
Which is another
– That's a tough, very tough team.
Yeah.
So – but then they got Tennessee, Los Angeles Chargers, and then Oakland.
Yeah.
Next 3 weeks, which all are very winnable games. You just have to play right.
Yeah, very respectable. It's pretty easy. Mm-hmm.
But then second week of December, they play New England, and I think they might want him completely healthy for that game. Yeah, you need
him fully healthy for that game. I mean, realistically, looking at the Patriots' schedule, that's maybe one of two games that the Patriots might lose this year. But moving on to the next overreaction, or not overreaction, are the Packers the best team in the NFC?
Okay, now I put this on there just – by the simple fact that when you look at every team in the NFC, okay, yes, you have the 49ers who are undefeated. Yes, you have the Saints who just got Drew Brees back. But if there's any quarterback in the NFC that I want in the playoffs in a win or go home game, it's Aaron Rodgers. And I don't even think realistically second would probably be obviously Drew Brees or Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
And yeah, those are three of probably the top five teams in the NFC.
Yeah.
But Rodgers finally has a defense. Now it's not very, you know, shut down, holding you to 10 points a game kind of defense, but
like the 49ers and the Patriots defense.
But Rodgers is going to get your own, like his own. So that defense doesn't need to be absolutely locked down.
Yeah.
I'm starting to kind of get the mojo that it seems now, granted, San Francisco scored 51 yesterday
on the Panthers.
Okay. But they only scored now. Okay. Yeah. Come at me with whatever you want, you know, conditions, blah, blah, blah. But they scored 9 points against Washington. But yesterday their ground game was impeccable. And yet they scored 51 points, and I don't even think they had 400 yards of total offense, which really – it's very confusing how that happened. But, like
– well, I mean, for that game, though, like, couldn't you say – I don't know. Did their O-line get healthy? Did they get their O-line back?
Maybe. But I think their biggest part of their offense is still on the sideline, and that being Kyle Juszczyk, because –
I mean, I wouldn't say that's the biggest part of their offense.
Yeah, but whenever they played...
When you have George Kittle on your team...
They played against Cleveland. When Juszczyk was in the game, this is the game that he got hurt.
Yeah, he was dominant.
They ran the ball down Cleveland's throat, and Cleveland's a very good, talented defense.
Yeah.
But, like, literally, Breida and Coleman and Mostert were having their way.
Yeah.
It didn't matter who was back there. Now, yeah, I know you said Kittle's the most important, or you got Jimmy G, who's, you know, whatever he wants to be. But Kittle really hasn't done much this year.
Yeah, for his expectations and standards, he really hasn't.
I just thought that, like, that game against the Browns, when Juszczyk went out, the 49ers couldn't run the ball.
Yeah.
Now, they can now, because that was obvious yesterday. But I just think the Packers are a more complete team. They have a two-headed monster at running back, because either one of those guys comes in, you got to be scared.
Yeah.
Rodgers is himself. Jimmy Graham. Mm. Okay, but, like, they've won the past three games without Davante Adams.
Yeah.
And once you get him back, like, if corners can't cover their receivers as they could, because it doesn't seem like they could, any of Green Bay's receivers, whether it be Lazard or Allison or Valdez-Scantling, like, none of these guys are equitable to Davante Adams. They're a scary team.
Okay.
And I would – you might even have to – put Rodgers in maybe top three at least for MVP right now.
Yeah, I'd say so. But for me, this is a overreaction. I can't go against the Saints. You see what they did without Drew Brees for all those weeks. And then he comes back. I mean, granted, you're playing the Cardinals, so it's not that big of an opponent.
Mm-hmm.
But he comes back kind of, I don't know, didn't look like he missed a beat. I mean, offense rolled pretty well. I don't think Alvin Kamara played yesterday.
No, he hasn't played the past two games.
So, plus that defense is good. I wouldn't put the Saints. I mean, if you think Packers are the best, then I don't.
I mean, we're not like neither of us are tossing the 49ers away.
No,
because you can't. But
I mean,
look at the court, like the experience at quarterback, because that's what seems to matter.
But like
when playoffs
schedule-wise too.
I don't think the 49ers opponents have maybe won a combined 11-12 games, maybe. Luckily, I don't know. It's only halfway through the season, so we got some time.
Yeah, Drew Brees is back now, so we'll really see how that team truly is now.
Yeah.
And then the third question for the overreaction, is this the end of the Atlanta Falcons? Well, more specifically, the Matt Ryan era, the Julio Jones era, the era that we've been so accustomed to for the past, like, six years or so.
I don't think you can win a Super Bowl with Matt Ryan. Now, granted, Super Bowl 51, you had a 25-point lead. Okay, everybody knows the meme. Everybody knows the jokes. They blew it away. That's because they couldn't. They didn't run the ball. Like, that's not on him. That's on the offense of coordinating anything.
Yeah.
Well,
more specifically, if you don't have that strip sack, you won that game.
So, I don't think it's over for Matt Ryan in Atlanta. I think it's close to Julio Jones wanting the heck out of there.
Yeah.
He saw his comrade and Mohamed Sanu get traded.
Yeah.
When
you still have Calvin Ridley, though.
Yeah.
And Austin Hooper.
True. But what people are saying is this is a very loaded quarterback draft. If there was a draft in recent memory to get quarterbacks, it's this year. Atlanta has a high pick. That defense does need help somewhere. I don't know where, but
everywhere.
Yeah, but if they're probably trending towards a top five pick.
Yeah.
The only, in my opinion, the only worth pick in the top five for defense would be Chase Young.
I mean, they could use him.
They could, but does he? Now I get Myles Garrett. You know, number one overall pick, defensive end. He has helped revolutionize that Browns team, but they're not. It's not leading to wins.
Yeah, but the thing of it is, though, say if you get Chase Young on that Atlanta defense.
Okay.
Tack McKinley.
Yeah.
Becomes better player just because double team wise.
But you still have Vic Beasley.
Who might get traded.
Okay, but still, like.
Deion Jones.
I don't think Matt Ryan's out of the case just yet. Now, if they completely. Now, granted, losing yesterday's game was not his fault. He didn't play.
Yeah.
Matt Schaub had over 400 yards.
And they still lost.
Yes.
So, Really, it's honestly the biggest thing then is, okay,
getting some defensive help, but...
Defensive help and time of possession. Because you put up 400, I think it was like...
460.
460.
Mm-hmm. And you lose.
You should be able to win with that. I mean, he did throw only one touchdown, though.
True, on 52 attempts. Like, that's concerning.
52 attempts.
Yeah.
Most of the, how many rushing attempts did they have? Because I'm assuming probably most of those...
13. Well, Freeman had 13.
That's not enough.
No.
You should be at least getting him like 20 touches per game.
17. 69. Yeah. Wait, no. That was... They ran 69 yards. 17 rushes for 69 yards. And Schaub threw the ball 52 times.
Now, probably... Granted, most of that probably came in... towards the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But even still.
Now, they outgained Seattle by 190 yards.
That's ridiculous, and you still lose. Like,
I, like, that can go both ways because, one, you're not scoring.
Yeah.
Like, they were held scoreless in the first half. I don't know. It's – they're trending downwards. They're not going to do anything. They might as well just shut him down for the year, risk anything major, because then – if you risk something major with him.
Or.
What?
What if. So, say you do shut him down for the season. You tank rest of the year. You draft Chase Young.
Because
Miami's probably taking a quarterback.
Okay.
I since he's probably taking a quarterback, too.
They both need to. They need something to change.
Washington's already got their quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I think... that's about it for teams that are 1-7.
Let's see. Yeah, the Jets.
Okay, well, the Jets...
they have their quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. So.
And then, yeah, that would leave Atlanta. Well, Atlanta probably has a higher pick than the Jets as of right now.
Yeah, so you got Chase Young. If you suck next season with Matt Ryan at quarterback, you're probably going maybe 3-13, 4-12...
this year?
Well, no, next year. If you like, if Atlanta sucks next year, you obviously you trade Matt Ryan then at the deadline.
Yeah.
Julio's probably gone by then as well. Trevor Lawrence, your guy next year.
Yeah, but it's it just okay.
Or
so,
or does Atlanta take their Georgia boy Jake Fromm?
Oh crap! Do they?
Like, he's. You get to see him pretty often since he's right there.
That's a it's a good point.
Like, I mean, I know you need defense. I also know that you're pretty tight up against the salary cap too. So maybe you do unload Julio. Maybe you do unload Vic Beasley. I've heard the market for Vic Beasley is not that great though. Or unless maybe it is great. But Atlanta has, like, an ideal trade scenario that they want that they're just not getting. Outside of that, I mean, you have Grady Jarrett.
Yeah.
On that defense. Tack McKinley has spoken about Keanu Neal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their corners, from what I've heard, have played horrendous this year. So, I mean, maybe this is a bold one. And we're going to get into it a little bit about hypothetical trades. What if somehow you do something along the lines of trading Julio Jones for Darius Slay? Obviously, there should be other parts with that trade, but like that's probably your
that would be the base, the one for one. The question is, does Detroit really
need a wide receiver? I mean, they really haven't had that like number one
since Calvin Johnson.
Since Calvin left.
But do you want to?
And you would basically get a Calvin Johnson type player.
You probably get the closest to what Calvin was.
Yeah.
He can't. Well, obviously, okay. He's not. You can't reject a trade. Like, I don't think he has that option in his contract. He has a contract. Like.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty decent size.
Yeah.
But That's bold. But that could be something. I just don't think it's going to muster up in the, next 48 hours or however long it is.
I just know that Desmond Trufant has not played well.
No, he has not. It is probably the corners, though, that is their weakest spot because they're getting...
Well, I mean, when Keanu Neal goes down, too, that doesn't help your...
No, not at all.
At all.
All right.
But, yeah, so...
But actually, before we get into the trades, I mean, granted, it is week 8, so we are done with halfway of the season, pretty much.
Yeah.
I know you mentioned before that you want to do like a... And I think it would be smart. Let's do a halfway point prediction kind of thing.
Okay.
Now, I know it's not like... I guess we could.
Are we going to do a playoff format? And then individuals?
I was just kind of leaning more towards the individual thing.
All right.
Because we didn't really do a... I mean, we didn't do a preseason both thing, kind of.
Well,
but
start it off. What do you want to do? MVP?
Let's do that last.
Okay.
Let's start off with the one that really, I mean, people aren't going to care as much about, but like Coach of the Year.
I mean, for me, it's kind of obvious.
Is it?
Yeah.
Who?
Shanahan.
Yeah, I would say him or they lost. It's either going to be Kyle Shanahan or Matt LaFleur.
Yeah. That one's kind of obvious.
You got Kyle Shanahan turned this team around from what they were last year.
What, it was like 4-12?
4-12, yeah.
And now they're 7-0.
And then Matt LaFleur, first-year head coach, going into a very toxic Green Bay situation. And
yeah. I mean, that's fair.
I mean, he's had a – so the main thing to win in that team organization is win Aaron Rodgers' trust. If you can do that, they're probably going to be fine.
Yeah.
All right.
I think he's done that, so.
Oh, yeah. I think for sure he has. All right, so let's go to the rookies, okay? Some are very impressive.
Some
have been very impressive. Some have stunk.
Yeah.
But let's do offense first.
The real tough one.
Yeah. Because I feel like defense, there's probably 3 or 4
solid
options that you could go with. But offense, just from I view right now, it's probably Josh Jacobs.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I know like you can't really do much as a wide receiver.
Okay.
But I don't want to discredit Terry McLaurin.
Okay.
He's had a great year. I think he's missed a game or two.
Yeah.
But he's had a real solid season so far.
The only thing that really sucks with these awards is, like, if you're on a really crap team.
Yeah, like Terry McLaurin with the Washington Redskins.
You're probably going to get overlooked. Yeah. Now, I mean, Josh, the Raiders aren't anything great.
No, but.
They are at least 500, and the Redskins are.
Comparing what the Raiders were last year to this year, you can say Josh Jacobs is a big part of that offense.
Yeah. But, like. The two obvious choices probably at the beginning of the year, Daniel Jones and Kyler Murray haven't done anything.
No, they have not done anything impressive.
They don't deserve any kind of – unless one of them makes the playoffs, which I don't see it happening, but then they deserve somewhat credit. But
another player that would have been in contention for me at this point of the year, but injuries have really stopped it, Marquise Brown.
Yeah, he had a breakout first game, and then that's really it.
Yeah,
I know maybe,
he's missed the past few weeks too. So
a dark horse could be Gardner Minshew, I don't see them.
Kyle Allen.
Yeah, I don't see the. Kyle Allen's not a rookie.
Oh.
This is his first full year starting, he played Week 17 last year, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't see them giving it to a 6th-round quarterback.
Yeah.
So, my pick's Jacobs. Yeah, I think
going with Jacobs or McLaurin. Like you said, this class really wasn't.
It was a defensive class more than offense. All right, well,
moving on.
Defense.
I got 3 options.
Okay, but literally there are probably 4 solid choices.
Yeah.
Probably more 3. I'm just going to go out with the one that I've been seeing it a lot, but I don't really like. The defense that was already there was already decent enough.
Okay.
But they added him, and they're just a little bit better, but there's not real, like, anything significant in my eye. And that's Brian Burns.
Yep. He was one of mine. Number two overall pick, Nick Bosa. He's obviously up there.
He's probably in my top two for sure, if not number one right now.
Yeah.
He's insane. Kid is just as good, if not better, than his brother. Now, that's really early on to say, but...
Darnell Savage.
Yeah.
He's up there. And then for me, this is kind of a dark horse one. Yeah. I'm not being biased by any means.
Okay.
But Chase Winovich has had a great year.
Okay.
I mean, I think he has like 4 or 5 sacks on the year, a blocked punt. I think he's kind of flying under the radar.
Yeah.
But he's got 4.5 sacks.
Well, since you wanted to go the bias route, my pick, just because I see him every week play, is Devin Bush. Leads rookies in tackles, has a pick, has multiple fumble recoveries, has a touchdown. And now I know one guy can't transform a defense, but you want to talk about like a guy that filled a hole,
yeah,
like a very glaring hole. He has, because he, I haven't
hole.
That like last year's team, the middle linebackers were atrocious last year.
Yeah.
And him coming in and just like, I don't know what it was, but he has 52 tackles, a sack, 2 interceptions, a touchdown. Like, he's done pretty good for himself.
Yeah.
But I think right now it's probably going to, they're going to lean. By they, I mean
Nick Bosa,
the AP whatever people. Yeah. They're gonna lean towards Bosa, so.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that either by any means.
Yeah.
He deserves it. He's had a great year.
And they're undefeated, so I mean, what more?
Yeah.
There's really nothing else to say.
I mean, one thing. So back to Chase Winovich. One thing that might be kind of a problem for him being a potential candidate is. He's 4th on the team in sacks.
Yeah.
With 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
So that automatically knocks you down a little bit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I agree. I think Nick Bosa is probably the top option.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to MVP.
No. We still got defensive and offensive players of the year. Because then it can lower it down to who we think is going to win.
Okay.
Obvious. Let's start with defense this time. I think this is really hard. I don't think it's Aaron Donald. I don't. He's having somewhat of a down year. No, it's still a decent enough year, but it's kind of down in his standards of where he'd like to be. Man. There's not a guy that jumps out at you.
Yes, there is.
Who?
Myles Garrett. Are you kidding?
How?
10 sacks, 12 tackles for a loss through 7 games. That doesn't jump out to you?
It's not really leading to anything.
I mean, that, by far and away, he's, for me, the obvious choice. I mean, you have Shaquille Barrett.
Yeah.
But they have the same sack total, same tackle for loss total. The only thing difference between the two is one has 3 more total tackles than the other, with Shaquille Barrett having 3 more total tackles.
And their teams, I believe, have the same amount of wins.
Yeah. I mean, outside of that,
if it comes down to the two of them, it's going to go to Garrett just by name, because – you think, you know, you're going to get voters who are going to be like, who is Shaq Barrett? And then they have to look it up. But they can see Myles Garrett perform on a weekly basis. So, yeah, I mean, if you have to give it to somebody, it's probably going to be him.
I mean, I don't want to be biased or anything, but you have a few members of the Patriots defense that could be mentioned. But, like, there's, like, 4 guys on the Patriots defense that you could have it mentioned, which –
yeah.
Knocks them down because of having more players.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, for me, it's Myles Garrett. I mean, unless, I mean, Shaquille Barrett had a great start to the season. Yeah, terrific but, start, but has slowed down now.
Mm-hmm.
Miles Garrett has been consistent all the way through. So for me, that's my pick.
All right. So on to offense.
Yep.
This is just between the two players that should win MVP. Whoever wins it, the offensive player of the year probably goes to the other one.
Yeah.
Right now, okay. I thought Christian McCaffrey was having like an amazing season as it was. But if it comes down to it, it really looks like Dalvin Cook could be having a better season and no one's really talking to him. Granted, the touchdowns aren't equivalent to what McCaffrey has. But yards.
I mean yards, it's not really that by that much. McCaffrey's played one less game and is less than 100 yards down by him in rushing.
Yeah, but
McCaffrey's fourth in rushing yards.
Mm-hmm.
And Dalvin Cook's first with 823, but 8 games played.
Yeah. Now, this just might not even go to a running back.
Yeah.
But if a quarterback wins MVP, another quarterback's not going to win Offensive Player of the Year. So the quarterbacks are going to fight for the MVP and running backs / receivers. But no receiver is really having
that great of a year. Your best receiver is Michael Thomas.
Yeah, but his stats aren't like...
He's only 875, 4 touchdowns.
Yeah. They're nothing that's like... Okay. They're not like, hey, look at this. You know, this is insane. But it might come down to McCaffrey and Cook for that. Because it should be a running back or receiver that wins Offensive Player of the Year. Because, like, really, you should just designate MVP as the quarterback award. It sucks to say it, but, like, come on. These voters don't care. They're going to pick the best quarterback.
The thing of it is, though, for me, if I'm talking most valuable player to that team.
Yeah.
So the Packers defense has gotten so much better. I'm not taking any credit away from Aaron Rodgers because he's the best player on that team by far and away. But comparing where the Packers were from last year and where Carolina was from last year, McCaffrey's the MVP in my vote. Like, and I give Aaron Rodgers the Offensive Player of the Year.
Okay.
Either him or Russell Wilson. But I'm probably leaning more Aaron Rodgers because of the win-loss record.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just my opinion.
I think this really hurts to say it. Since you just said MVP, we might as well just say what we think. So you say McCaffrey?
I believe McCaffrey should be the winner of it, yeah.
Okay. Based on passing stats alone, my pick's Russell Wilson for MVP. But just by changing the game, by how he plays, and how like much of a fit he puts defenses in, you have to consider Lamar Jackson. Now, granted, the interception total turnover is kind of
that's
picky, but like
interception fumbles.
Yeah, but just amounts of scrimmage yards. You don't talk about scrimmage yards with quarterbacks because it's usually passing yards.
5 interceptions. Yeah. 5.
But how many total yards does he have?
He has 1650 throwing.
Uh huh.
And then he has.
I'm pretty sure it equates to like 2,200 total yards, so it's probably in the 500 or 600s for rushing yards.
Yeah, something like that. Probably.
That's more than half the league, or like it's something. I know every division or every team that's in that division. So obviously Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and Cincinnati doesn't have.
He has 576 yards.
Yeah.
Rushing. However. He has not lost a fumble, but he has fumbled the ball 3 times.
True, but it's more going to be... So, like, obviously that, yeah, it hurts, the 3 fumbles, but none of them have
been lost.
Been, you know...
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen the guy play. He's insane for what he can do and just how he can... Now, obviously, okay, Russell Wilson can run the ball too, okay? Yeah. Nothing against him. But... Lamar Jackson, you don't know every play if he's going to either A, pass, or B, run.
Yeah.
Like, when Wilson steps back in the pocket and is ready to throw, you expect him to throw, but you still have that, you know, mental thing that, like, hey, he could run. Jackson, you don't know.
Yeah.
Like, you can play a certain personnel, and now it's obvious that he can throw the ball down the field.
You have to have a spy on him all the time.
But if Marquise Brown isn't there, do they really have a deep threat?
No, not at all.
So, with one comes the other. If I'm just going to say it right now, I will say Russell Wilson's going to win it.
Win MVP?
He deserves it. If they keep playing well, if they keep winning.
I mean, I can see where you're coming at.
If they win that division, I don't see how you can't give it to them.
I mean, there's only two quarterbacks that have only thrown one pick. And that's, well, obviously playing amount of games.
Mm-hmm.
And that'd be Mahomes and Russell Wilson.
Yeah. Yeah, because you obviously have the guys that play like one or two games. And
yeah.
So that doesn't count. All right.
Let's actually go into our playoff predictions.
Okay.
Let's do division winners and then we'll do seedings. Let's start off with the NFC.
Please. Oh, gosh. I was going to say let's do the – yeah, you know what? No, the NFC is definitely more easier to pick because it's top heavy.
Yeah.
Let's just go by the compass, okay? Let's go north first.
Okay. Packers are winning that division.
Uh-huh. I can't disagree.
And then I'm going to say
Well, we don't have to go, like, because we can wait till the wild card teams unless you want to – because
– All right. We can
Well, let's wait on the wild card teams.
Okay.
So then east. Just first off, who thought this division was going to be absolute dog crap?
Yeah.
Because I didn't. This is hard.
I want to say the Eagles. We're gonna do our possible trades in a few minutes here. I will say this: if the Eagles get secondary help, they're winning the division.
I completely agree with that.
If not, give me Dallas.
Yeah, that's really horrible to say, but as it stands right now, 3:30, October 28th. Okay.
Yeah.
Dallas is probably gonna win.
Yeah.
Because they have a competent defense.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, South. New Orleans,
yeah,
by Saints, a long shot.
Saints all the way.
I say this week coming up, they're on a bye, but after that, I say the second half. I say three quarters into the season, they'll already win the division.
Yeah. All right.
Now the fun division, where every team except for the Cardinals. I mean, the Cardinals still have a decent chance to win this division.
Yeah.
I'll let you go first because I don't know if you're going to agree with what I want to say.
Oh, I'm going to go with 49ers.
You are?
Yeah. I mean, I know like they're undefeated right now.
Mm-hmm.
They've had a pretty easy schedule up to this point.
Mm-hmm.
They've already beaten the Rams.
Mm-hmm. In L.A.
Yeah.
Didn't
they beat Seattle too?
They haven't played Seattle.
Yeah, but still, give me the 49ers just because – they don't have a loss yet, and
all right.
They have probably the easier schedule out of those three teams, those top three teams.
Okay. Because I'm going Seattle. I don't see when they play each other. Okay. Could I see a split? Yes. Do I see the 49ers winning every game? No. I just think the heart of Russell Wilson, he wants it more than pretty much anybody in that division.
You could argue any more than anybody in the league.
Yeah.
But
he has his faith in the Lord.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to wild card.
Okay.
So, obviously, my wild card number one is going to be Seattle.
Okay. So, you're not completely tossing them out.
No. Wild card number two. I got three teams in mind.
Well, you got to pick one. You can't just be like, oh, let's just make it. Now, granted, okay, side note, it should be an 8-team playoff. Yeah, let's just take it as it is. It should be 8 teams in the NFL, but go ahead.
I don't have enough faith in Kyle Allen as quarterback, So that eliminates the Carolina Panthers, and I don't. Yeah, give me the Rams.
Wow.
I mean, you get Jalen Ramsey.
Okay.
That should help out Aaron Donald.
It should.
So
it should.
They had their get right game against the Bengals this past weekend.
Okay, everybody's get right game is against the Bengals. Come on.
But for me, it was between the Vikings, the Rams, and the Panthers as a second wild card.
Okay.
And
you just can't. So you have three NFC West teams going in.
Yeah. My thing is, I trust Jared Goff more than I trust Kirk Cousins and Kyle Allen.
But those are really probably two of the only few that you'll trust under Jared Goff.
I wouldn't say that.
I don't think he's capable. And that's why I will say this now. They're missing the playoffs. I have Minnesota. No. Hold on. Time out. San Francisco is my number one wild card. And Minnesota is my number two. And I will even be even more bold before we leave the NFC. Chicago finishes last in that division, in their division.
Okay. Respect.
And, I mean, I know we don't need to say it, but give me New Orleans and Green Bay as the byes, and Seattle and Dallas as 3 and 4, respectively.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I think the Saints are one. For me, it's Saints 1, 2 is Green Bay, 3 San Fran, 4 Dallas. And then my wild card, obviously.
Well, okay, I think we're more confident saying whoever wins the NFC East is going to be 4.
Yeah.
Because they'll probably – they could finish 8-8 and win that division.
Yeah.
All right.
Moving on to the AFC.
Wow, this is hard.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let's go division by division. The North is probably going to Baltimore.
Yeah.
Unless they have a epic collapse. Everybody wrote them off because – Cleveland was the team that got stacked. Pittsburgh has a fire under their stomach or something. And, well, no one believed in Cincinnati. But Baltimore won the division last year.
Yeah.
They really – I mean, they lost defense, but they gained something back. And now they have Marcus Peters and Earl Thomas.
Yeah, give me Baltimore.
Yeah.
And the next one's
– okay, New England. Yeah, move on.
New England.
The South. This is going to be the interesting thing. The J.J. Watt injury really hurts.
It does. That hurts a lot.
But no, and like.
Ah, man. This is the toughest one to decide.
But can we probably say that, in my opinion, it's three of them. I think we can write off Tennessee.
Yeah, we can write off Tennessee. I trust Deshaun Watson more than I trust Jacoby Brissett.
See, I want to agree, and I do. But like I said, the J.J. Watt injury, and they don't plan on replacing him. Like, they don't plan on going out and trading for a defensive end.
But do they plan on getting any defensive help? Because they should.
They should because, I mean, no Jadeveon Clowney. They got rid of him. Now J.J. Watt's done for the year. That offense can still do stuff, hopefully.
Yeah.
I mean, it has to be Watson. It all falls on his shoulders, and... Good Lord. I want to say it. I'm just Houston. Okay. I believe in them still.
Give me Houston.
Okay. I think we're going to regret this because Indy's probably going to come out and just ransack them the next time
Indy's
they buy them.
Indy's just going to be like, okay.
Well, no one believed in Jacoby Brissett after Luck retired. Yep. And now look at them. So they're terrifying. And the West.
The Chiefs.
Yeah.
That wasn't hard.
Okay. See, just between the conferences, the NFC is so much better.
Yeah.
Because there's so much more competition. So, the AFC is so
wild card.
Poor. Okay. Buffalo?
Nope.
Wow.
Nope.
Okay.
Give me Indy.
Okay. And that's going to be one scary team in the playoffs if they're wild card again. They are a scary team.
Give me Indy as the number one wild card seed.
All right.
And then, what's the Chargers record right now?
3-5. Wait. Yeah, they haven't had a bye yet, so they're 3-5. Nothing in my soul will make me pick them.
I want to know like what some of these teams' strategy mm-hmm. is for going into the deadline.
So you really think at Buffalo right now, sitting at 5-2, are going to collapse?
Potentially.
Okay.
I didn't say they wouldn't make the playoffs.
Uh huh.
I was just saying no to them being the number one wild card.
Okay.
I'm going to check out their remaining schedule before I say they're a playoff.
They still have to play New England again.
Yeah.
I don't know what division. Oh, no. You guys. They still have to play Dallas, I'm pretty sure.
Yep. Remaining games.
No.
Redskins.
Win.
Browns. Mm. Dolphins. Broncos. Mm. Cowboys. Ravens. Steelers. Patriots. Jets.
Okay, wait. Say the first four again. Because what? They're 5-2.
Yeah.
Okay.
Redskins. Browns. Dolphins, Broncos. Honestly,
that could be they could be sitting at 9-2 after that.
I doubt that. But
9-2, 8-3. Yeah. Because you're gonna beat the Redskins and they're gonna beat the Dolphins.
Yeah, but they almost lost to the Dolphins earlier in the season.
Okay, but still, that's 7, and that puts them at 7-4. They're still sitting pretty, but then. That last stretch gets pretty hard.
Yeah, exactly. Who's your wild card one?
Indy. If we discount them with the division, then they're going to take the wild card. Because there's always the division winners, and then there's that one wild card team that's in one of the top two bye divisions that has, like, an insane record.
Yeah.
And then gets screwed because they're going to have to travel. Second. Oh, my God.
It's tough.
I don't believe in the Chargers. I don't believe in the Raiders. Hearing that Bills schedule could be hard unless they go what I said and undefeated in the next four, and then they might. Oh my god. What?
I believe in the Raiders. Their remaining schedule, I see maybe one or two losses. At most. Lions, Chargers, Bengals, Jets, Chiefs, Titans, Jaguars, Chargers, Broncos. Comparing schedules between the Bills and the Raiders, I like the Raiders' schedules a heck of a lot more.
Neither quarterback's dependable, though.
Exactly.
Neither.
But one team has a running game, the other one doesn't.
One team has an elite defense, the other one doesn't. See, the thing about the Bills is their defense is very underrated. So Josh Allen doesn't have to throw for 500 yards a game to keep them in it. They're winning games really, you know, really crap games.
Yeah.
Per se. I don't know. I got to believe in – I want to see a team that really gets pushed around, you know. So that's why I'm taking the Bills. But then with that, I'll say the Raiders miss it by one game. And then you know what? You want to know who I have at 8th? Yeah. I don't have the Steelers making the playoffs. I say they already beat the Chargers. So that's like, you know, a carpet team. The Bengals and the Dolphins are down here. Okay.
Yeah, that's.
They're down here.
And Jets.
The Jets are down here.
And Broncos.
The Broncos losing Joe Flacco, they're down here. The Browns are like on the cusp.
I don't know what the remaining schedule is like.
They still play the Steelers twice. They still play the Ravens. They play the Bills. You said that.
Boy, my wild card too.
Yeah. You said the Raiders.
No. I gotta go with the Bills.
Okay.
Based on current record right now, they're two games up on the Raiders.
Are the Raiders 3-4?
Yes.
Cause they did they play yesterday?
They did.
Who'd they lose to? Oh, Houston.
But see, the thing is that Raiders losses, Chiefs, Vikings, Packers, Texans.
Who are their wins?
Broncos, Colts, and Bears.
I mean, they beat Indy. Which was like
at Indy.
Odd.
They play the Lions at home. They play the Chargers at home.
Yeah.
Obviously, they play the Bengals at home. They play away at the Jets. They play away at the Chiefs. They play home against the Titans, Jags, and then two away games against the Chargers and Broncos.
But they're just one of those teams that'll do this, you know?
Yeah. If they can make any additions to their roster, then I can see
them. They're making subtractions. They traded Gary and Conley.
Yeah.
All right, no, that's fair. 1-2 for me getting the bye. New England, obvious. And there's not – the Chiefs are faltering. It might even be Baltimore that gets the 2 seed. And then I say Houston and then Kansas City.
No. I got New England. I got Baltimore. And I got Kansas City. Then I got Houston.
Okay.
That Houston versus Indy in the first round.
And Indy's probably going to whoop their case again like they did last year. All right, I think it's time to move on to some hockey while we still got some time left.
All right, well, we're just going to talk about a few things.
Okay.
Vladimir Tarasenko.
Brutal.
Rumor came out today that he's going to miss the next 5 months with a shoulder injury.
5 months.
That, if yep. you're a St. Louis Blues fan, I'm sorry, but I am not writing your team off. However, you just lost your best forward, your best goal scorer.
Your best in ever at a lot of things.
Yeah. And you can't replace a guy like Vladimir Tarasenko unless you, now there is rumors. I don't know how fact these rumors are. Apparently, Taylor Hall might get traded. Maybe there's a fit in St. Louis with Taylor Hall. Don't know. But
are you writing them off?
No, I'm not writing them off.
But it's pretty hard to.
I mean, I wrote them off beginning of
the beginning. Season, yeah, you did
beginning of the season, mm-hmm. saying that they weren't making the playoffs. I still stick to that. And this really kind of
helps your case.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then to finish up, we just have to give credit where credit is due right okay. now. John Carlson, by far and away, having one of the best Octobers you can have as a defenseman. I think currently, as stands right now, as a defenseman, he is second all-time in the month of November scoring for this month, for this season. Like, that's insane.
Hmm.
But you just have to give – I mean, he's currently leading the league in points. I think he's got 21.
And they're through how many?
Like 12, 13 games, I think.
It's a whack. I mean, that's a impeccable pace.
Yeah. It's so. Insane. 13 games. Which.
It's almost two yeah. per game.
It's incredible.
No, he's obviously not going to go for 164 points.
No,
but
there's no way.
You got to slow down somehow, but, I mean, it's nice to see that at the start of the season you're getting off hot. So
yeah. I mean, he's got 21 points in 13 games. So he's chugging along, but, yeah, this wraps it up.
All right.
We'll see you guys next week.